Friday the 13th, November 2009 in Oroville. News and weather. On microphone, Marlanka, in studio, Mattia. The weather forecast for Oroville and its bioregion. Today, 29 degrees with 73% humidity, which creates a feeling of 34, with east-southeasterly winds 20 kilometers per hour and a 30% chance of rain, although the light of bright sun shines upon us at the moment. Here's Sorrow from L'Avenir with a few words about the proposed test pond at Matramandir.
Yes, we received a site application 1.5 years ago from Michael Bonke and another team of experts. That site application was approved between September and November last year. And the site application, there was a certain kind of agreement of a process to be followed to go for a final building application for the Matramandir test pond. And the main point is that as a process towards this construction of the test pond, it's included that a monitoring committee should be formed of Oroville, and plus L'Avenir would take advice from external experts to evaluate the proposal that we'll receive for the building application.
It sounds lovely. Thank you so much, Saro.
Thank you.
To set minds at peace, here's a brief update regarding malaria in the area from Dr. Das, head of vector control. He strongly suggests that chemical fogging by the health department take place in order to make absolutely sure to protect ourselves and the surrounding population from the possibility of malarial mosquitoes. The Working Committee of Oroville endorses this suggestion. And note, no further cases beyond the initial three have been found nor reported, and those boys are doing well on medication. Anima Mundi, Oroville Youth Event 2010. Youth, an essential part of Oroville. Youth brings new energy and dynamism, essential for the continuity of Oroville and the growth of a new consciousness. Oroville's Youth Center, known as Peaceful City, is in the planning stage of holding a youth event in Oroville this coming March 2010. Anima Mundi is Latin for cosmic breath, the world soul, the life force, the spirit of nature, and this is the name given to this World Youth Event. People are invited to connect, explore, and experience living and working together in human unity for a more sustainable world. Through this experience, human unity naturally occurs as people live and work on co-creative vocational projects, and the sustainability increases through such a hands-on participatory relationship with the land, nature, and the built-in environment. The program will include collective hands-on vocational work projects, forestry, landscaping, ecological building, arts, crafts, theater, art workshops, film, musical evenings, cycling and walking trips, body awareness classes, forums, sharing circles on topics of interest, concern, or experience, and an introduction to Oroville through guided tours and presentations from individual Orovillians. There will be places for 25 to 30 youth aged 18 to 35 from around the world, in addition to youth from Oroville who will participate in this event. Provided will be free rustic accommodation in tree houses, raised platforms, and tents with collective bathroom facilities. Simple, nutritious meals for all participants will be served three times a day in an outdoor collective dining area. Anima Mundi, World Youth Event 2010, for the entire month of March. For more information, write nikolai@oroville.org.in. That's N-I-K-O-L-A-I. This from the mother. You carry within yourself a heaven of blissful communion with the divine. Also in your consciousness, you carry a hell of misery and desolation, a state of consciousness more than a place, a psychological condition that one creates for oneself. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact oroville.org. And thank you for listening.